Joining us on the Noir Brothers guest line, Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports psychologist, trying to make sense of all this nonsense this morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. I'm sorry. Let me just finish drinking my water. Hold on a second.
Yeah. 80 ounces to 100, man. You just better be close to the latrine. Because, and I've done that. I've tried to drink. I got advice from the isogenics people that you should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces of water. And so that's, you know, over 100 ounces. And it is hard, but you can do it. You can do it with practice and your body gets used to it. And I think the primary information from Wendy was to do it right away, first thing in the morning. What a great way to get started, you know?
Yeah, she really, honestly, what an impressive interview. Everything that she had said, I just found myself nodding my head and in full agreement, read the same research. She's just brilliant. And each and every one of those advice points are really on point. And I was like, okay, so listening, the one thing I did like, because I love the way that she talks about the mindset as well, too.
Yeah.
And it was almost like a lead-in for me, but she said, you know, you just got to be accountable.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, that's where I jump in.
Yeah.
Like, we can make a great team here, because I'm also with you where I'm like, dude, like late at night, like I got those cravings. Like, how does cheese or a chocolate chip cookie, if I, you know, it's a no-brainer.
Or a donut? Or a bunch of Oreo cookies or a bunch of windmill cookies with milk? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So you've heard my spiel before, but I will kind of go into this and say, you know, as part of the foundation, all of her advice was absolutely on point. So that's going to bring up some discomfort in your life if you really want to get in shape or stick to an exercise or diet plan. And I've just worked with hundreds and thousands of athletes on this point that, you know, this information has to be tied into your why and your purpose. And you have to have a willingness to suffer. It doesn't have to be like a terrible emotional suffering, but like, are you willing to do what it takes and make the sacrifices? Because that's, you know, we can't blame COVID-19 or this or that or the fact that I've got a craving. You know, if we are going to put our emotions in charge and let our emotions tell us what to do, our lives are going to fall apart. So we got to practice this intentionality and stay connected to our why.
If you follow Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports psychologist on Facebook and on Twitter, you've got the Success Stories membership, which I'm part of, and I just love your weekly materials there, just to give people food for thought to keep you on a path. You talked this week about, and I'm sure that a majority of our listening audience at some point or another, with the effects of COVID, with the effects of their job, with the effects of putting on some weight, get overwhelmed with things. And you had some great, simple advice what to do when you get overwhelmed. Walk our audience through that.
Yeah, really, a lot of times when I'm, again, talking on my social media, I'm talking to myself, you know, because I'm with everybody in this. And I really am. That's part of the Success Stories membership, is with the online coaching that goes along with it, is that I walk with you. And so it was a rough week. And I just felt like there was too much more that I could do. When I was moving forward, I was going slow. And I just had to stop. And that sounds simple. Everybody knows that. Yeah, okay, stop. Now what? I'm like, no.
Well, stop, like, sounds like quit. And you can let's differentiate that a little bit.
So maybe I'll put it in a better way. It's like, you got to stop the chaos, the rapid thinking, the busyness movement, and just take a moment to gather yourself. So for me, quite literally, if I'm, you know, pacing around, or if I'm upset, if I want to write that angry email, or, you know, whatever it is, I will literally just come and sit down on a chair and literally do nothing for a moment. Observe a little bit of mindfulness, how fast my thoughts are running, where the tension is in my body, and recognize that by stopping, I'm about to prevent myself from doing something stupid, whether that be having that donut if that's not what I want to have, or making a mistake in the business world that I'm working in. The idea about stopping is taking a very intentional break to gather yourself. And in that space, when you let everything slow down, you can then refocus on the win, what's important now. And it is, everybody knows this stop and count to 20, but if we don't do it with intention and with purpose, it ends up being a wasted exercise. I cannot say how many times it's been beneficial to literally, if you're really overwhelmed, it's a sign that you have too much to do than you can handle. So stopping everything for moments makes the most sense until you can weed out what doesn't need to be done. And like Wendy had said, control the controllables. What's the one thing that's going to make me make the most progress right now? What's the one thing that I can do? Because anybody, no matter how overwhelmed they are, they can find one thing and do it. So it's a simple but very intentional exercise that can get you back into the moving in the right direction and keep you on your path.
And it's easy when you're overwhelmed and you're ridden with anxiety to eat. Eating, you know, absolutely, you could call stuff comfort food and that sort of thing. And Wendy would say, that's fine. Eat the rainbow. Eat something green. Eat something orange. Eat something red. Eat something yellow. Don't reach for the candy bar. You can do that, but reach for the right stuff and make it handy. Make it convenient. The other thing is fatigue. Her whole thing on sleep was really interesting because I think everybody's got a problem with that. The adult has a problem with sleeping through the night. So if you eat a combination of, let's say, cottage cheese and some strips of turkey, you know, like you put on a sandwich, just combine the protein with that cottage cheese, it helps impact your melatonin levels naturally. And that's a good, healthy snack. But if you're not getting proper sleep and you're fatigued, people get into making fatigue decisions. And then that's where it gets out of control, too, because you're just making decisions to get stuff out of the way. And that's a good time to just stop and regather yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one interesting thing, too, sleep, that 8 to 9 hours of sleep is not 8 to 9 hours of time in bed. So I think a lot of times we're like, okay, well, I jumped into bed at midnight and I got up at 8, so I had 8 hours. Like, well, no, it actually took you probably 30 minutes to fall asleep. And we all wake up during the night without really realizing it. And so we're not actually getting sleep. So you might have been in bed for 9 hours, but you only got 8. If you're only in bed for 7 hours, you might have only gotten 6. So I want to encourage people to be generous, that as they're looking at their sleep and if they want to add time to it, it's not the moment that you get into the bed and get up. You got to really account for maybe a good half hour, maybe even up to an hour of time that's in bed but not actually sleeping.
We're talking to Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports performance psychologist. Also this week on some of your success story, as part of your Success Stories membership program, you talked about obstacles and people having obstacles in their way, which leads to burnout. Why don't you address that a little bit?
Yeah, that's really the way I like to look at excellence, is that we all want to be great and set goals and think positive, but in my experience, it tends to be the obstacles that get in the way. And so one of the ones we're focusing on is the exhaustion that goes on. So much like all the stress that we're having now and things of that nature, in sport, burnout can happen a little bit differently. Sometimes it starts with overtraining. But if you're getting either mentally or physically exhausted, more than just tired, if you have a good workout and you recover, you're fine. But if you're really starting to feel worn out, that's usually how burnout starts to set up. What leads to that then is decreased performance. You know, you can't really perform your best. You're not, you know, doing as fast in your races. You're making mistakes in games. And then it hits you emotionally, because as an athlete and caring so much and working so hard and not getting the results and working harder, getting more exhausted, and then making more mistakes and not performing as well, you're in this downward spiral. And then that can actually lead to the idea that, you know what, I don't care, right? That's the defense mechanism, where we can kind of emotionally distance or devalue our sport. Maybe I don't really love it as much as I used to, or, you know, I'm just gonna go away from this. I need a break. I need to take a break. And those breaks can be dangerous, because if it's a break to recover and then you come back energized, it's one thing. But these are breaks more of avoidance. We see this a lot with anxiety. If I'm afraid of dogs, I avoid dogs. And it doesn't help me be less afraid of dogs. It actually increases my anxiety. So the more we stay away from sport, it reinforces that avoidance, because then I'm not feeling quite so discouraged about my performance. And if you get to that point, it becomes very, very difficult to treat burnout. And so my post and what I'm encouraging is, much to the things that Wendy was talking about, prevention is by far the most effective treatment. So getting your sleep, your hydration, your nutrition, and staying on top of that, so that as you start to get tired, you can avoid the exhaustion. Not only will that help avoid the second stage of the decreased performance, but more so, It keeps you definitely off the path of even, you know, going down that way of burning out. Because that's just a miserable way to go. It's just so painful emotionally. And then you end up missing out on the very thing that you used to give you so much joy in your life.
So, and people running into obstacles is normal. People running into a little bit, a level of burnout is normal. People being overwhelmed. Hey, folks, that's normal. Dr. Eddie can give you some solutions to sometimes rest from it, sometimes fight through it. Wendy can give you some advice of how to fuel your body is like a machine or like a race car. And are you going to put high octane fuel into that race car, or are you going to put junk into that race car as the fuel? So just try, I guess Wendy's, some of her takeaways are eat the rainbow. When in doubt, eat something colorful, veggies and fruits. And then at night, you know, have a snack, but make it cottage cheese and turkey slices, something with protein in it, 45 minutes before you go to bed. Check Dr. Eddie O'Connor out on Facebook, on Twitter. You can join his Success Stories membership club that I'm a part of and get some. We all need that day-to-day coach, and you get it. Eddie is a coach, so join us in that. Anything else you want to add, Dr. Eddie, for people to get a hold of you?
Yeah, just my website, DrEddieO'Connor.com. It's got the link to the membership. But I also work with people one-on-one, so it's got a link to telehealth consulting, and it's got a link to my YouTube channel where I've got over 150 one-minute videos. Mental toughness is 60 seconds, so I want to give out a lot of practical advice, but I'd love to walk with you on your journey at any of those levels if I can. Happy to help.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning again on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thanks, Dave.